Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is how to improve your money mindset, okay? How to improve your money mindset. Or, as you can see, I make up these titles as I go because, you know, I want them to capture you so that you listen because it is important. This information is important. So if it's exciting, you're likely to click on and listen to it. But if it's boring, you probably won't. So the title is important. And so I think it's more about the truth about improving your money mindset. It's true, the truth, because it's so easy to say, oh, I improve my money mindset. Oh, there's an episode on money mindset. It's so kind of blasé and like, what does that mean? And it happens all the time because people say, I say, well, where do you need help? And they say, my mindset. And that is absolutely true because if it everything happens in the mind before it happens elsewhere, 1000%, okay? So it's very important that you get your mind right. But the trick is how to improve it. Now, I'm not going to go through all the stuff that I talk about in my book because it's all in there about how to rewire your money mindset. But I am going to impart with you one lesson here in this podcast episode about how to fortify and realize that you have a good money mindset. Because if you just swill around kind of, I don't know, doing different exercises or things to do to improve your mindset, that's great. But like, how do you know? Like, how do you know when you got a good money mindset? Because part of this whole process of shifting your mindset and rewiring it is to actually realize at some point that you are good with money. And it's getting rid of the old belief system that you're no good with money. So when does that happen? When do you cross the event horizon? When do you cross the precipice from I'm not good with money to I'm good with money now? And I want you to be able to do that and say that as soon as possible. Because as soon as you can say I'm good with money, and you have some evidence around that, then you actually shift your belief, then you shift your values, and you shift your, identity. You shift your identity because you start to tell yourself that you're someone who's good with money. And there's this saying, I forget who I learned it off, but it was something along the lines of, I told myself I was wealthy until I was. And that's good quality, positive reinforcement and language, and the conversation you're having with yourself is one of I am wealthy. And so when can you start having that conversation when you know deep down inside it's not really a lie, you're not making it up, you're not trying to just create that new belief system through affirmations that aren't real? When does it become actually real where you go, actually I am good with money, and you can confidently say that to yourself over and over and over and over again and fortify that new identity of someone who's great with money? When can you do that? And here's the answer. You can do that when there is evidence of it, okay? There's this, I told this story the other day when I was delivering our one day money Mind and Money Summit here on the Gold Coast, and this story came up. I don't know why it came up, but it did. But the story goes that when I was 21, I have two tattoos actually, and one of them is on my right arm. It's quite a big one. It's under my sleeve of my shirt. And I said to my dad, I want to get a tattoo. I was 21. That's what you do on the Gold Coast when you're a young man. You get tattoos. But it's a whole different story about tattoos. But I'm not a big, I don't do lots of them. But I was at this tender age of 21 and I wanted to get one. So I told my dad, long story short, he knew a guy who was a tattooist and he did a deal with him and he helped this guy out. So this guy gave us two free tattoos. And we got two free. Now, the tattoos we got together, which is kind of cool, is our family coat of arms. Now, on the bottom of the family coat of arms is a saying. It's part of our family name, R-O-S-S, Ross, Scottish. There's a coat of arms. I did a little research, got it, put it on, and my brother incidentally got his too later. But it says Spem Successus Alit, which is in Latin. And in Latin, it translates to success nourishes hope. Success nourishes hope. And that's the family motto. Cool. So obviously that's ingrained in my brain because it's literally tattooed on my arm. Okay. But why I'm telling you this story and explaining this too is because when it comes to your money mindset, success nourishes your money identity. That's actually what happens. Because when you have evidence that you're good with money, you then actually begin to believe it, because the success you're having with money is now reinforcing the fact that you are good with money. So having those successes is important to nourish your money mindset into understanding full well that you are good with money. So what do I mean by evidence? Well, here's some examples. The first bit of evidence is that you see your savings account growing. That is the first piece of evidence. That's the very first piece of evidence that tells you you are good with money. That is the first step. How do you do that? You do an audit, you cut your costs, you manage your behavior, and you start to sacrifice things you'd normally spend on, and you flip it, and you start to see the money go up. First step. The second bit of evidence you'll find is you will see your assets growing. So if you have a share portfolio or you don't have one, you'll begin to invest either in real estate, shares, pick your asset. Hopefully it's those ones, because bonds, it could be bonds, right? But you'll actually deploy your money into investing and you'll see that grow, and you won't touch it and you won't rob it. That's evidence number two, okay? And the other evidence that you'll begin to see that tells you you're good with money is that you'll earn some extra money over and above your job that you haven't earned yet. So you're able to learn or earn money on the side. So you increase your income, you cut your cost to create savings growing in your account, and you start to build an investment account of some sort or buy a property, and you see your assets growing, okay? That's the evidence. That's the evidence. So if none of those things are happening, how are you supposed to feel like you have a good money mindset? Like, and people will say to me, Lloyd, yeah, but to get those things, I need to have a good money mindset first. And it's chicken and the egg. And like, without the money mindset, I won't get that. I'm like, well, not exactly. Like, it doesn't take a rocket science degree to sit down and get your bank accounts and slash some of your costs. It doesn't. It takes an hour of your time. And it doesn't take, with technology, and I did an episode on this, 4 ways to make money. Go out and make money. Like this weekend, go letterbox drop for $30 an hour. There's jobs everywhere. Go do something. Go get on Airtasker and put a profile up and go do stuff. Or go look after a pet or go walk a dog. Like whatever. Just ask for overtime at work. Whatever it is, do that. And of course, it's very simple to set up and start buying assets now. It really is. It's like the simplest it's ever been. So it's not really your money mindset preventing you taking that action. It's the fact that maybe you're waiting for permission. Or maybe you're telling yourself that you're so bad with money so often, you're not even attempting those three things. Which now I'm here to tell you can attempt it. So go do it. Action speaks louder than words. And ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice. So you don't need the knowledge. Just go execute. Go make some mistakes. Get out there. Get your hands dirty, right? But once you get that bit of evidence, you will start to see that you are good with money. That's the evidence you need to see. So that's what I want you to do. I don't want you to swill around and talk about money mindset and read and do this and pretend to just read affirmations and blah, 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 blah. Like that's all important stuff. It's the beginning stages, right, that I talk about in Money Buys Happiness. It's important. But I do want you to do this. I want you to get to a point where you finally say to yourself, with those three pieces of evidence, one of them, two of them, three of them, doesn't matter. Find one bit of evidence that tells you you are good with money, and please start telling yourself that you are good with money. Because the sooner you tell yourself that story, the sooner the story will come true, okay? So that's the task, okay, at hand here for your money mindset, is to find some evidence that's gonna nourish your money identity, okay, that you're good with money, all right? So that's it for this episode. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. Go check out the links in the show notes if you want to. Share this to your Instagram feed. Thank you so much for tagging me in. If you do, if you love it, go leave us a 5-star review. That'd be amazing. I'd really appreciate it. And of course, go attack your wealth battle with vigor and excitement, because there's a big world of opportunity out there and it's waiting for you to go and make money, multiply your money, and of course, make more money. So, hey, Look forward to seeing you or talking to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.